Historic Gone Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Salisbury Bank has kicked off their 10th annual Fill the Basket food drive to help local food pantries feed those in need. Salisbury Bank's 14 branches located in Berkshire, Litchfield, Dutchess, Orange, and Ulster counties will collect donations of non-perishable food items and household supplies. Cash donations will also be accepted. All donated items, as well as monetary contributions collected, will be donated directly to local food pantries in the service area. The Sharon United Methodist Church holding their annual Thanksgiving pie sale. This will be held beginning at 10 a.m. in front of the Sharon Pharmacy. Get there early or you won't get a pie. There's plenty of Thanksgiving dinners in our area if you're looking for friendship and just being with people on Thanksgiving and not having to spend money. The Thanksgiving Day Community Dinner is being held at the Pilgrim House once again this year on November 23rd, Granite Avenue in Canaan from 12 to 2. If you want more information, 860-824-5854. Everybody is welcome. If you know anyone who needs to have a meal delivered, call the number and leave the info at, once again, 860-824-5840. Now in South County, the First Congregational Church, 251 Main Street in Great Barrington, will deliver a free Thanksgiving dinner to homebound seniors and those who receive elder service meals on wheels between 11:30 and noon on Thanksgiving Day. Meals on Wheels deliveries can give recipients an application form or contact 413-528-0230. Michael Roller of Savory Harvest Catering, the Lennox Club, and Samuel's Deli in Pittsfield is making the Thanksgiving Day Guthrie Center dinner at 2 Van Dusenville Road, as he always has done since those Thanksgiving dinners began. If you want more information on that dinner, 413-528-1958. Come to the Irondale Schoolhouse on Main Street in Millerton, New York at the Rail Trail on Friday and Saturday from 11 till 6 for woodcrafts made by John Rocanova. All proceeds go towards educational and community development projects in the Busia District of Kenya through the nonprofit called Grow Against Poverty, started by John and his wife, Jean. Their woodcraft includes bowls, platters, cutting boards, candle holders, toys, and boxes. For more information, 518-329-2021. This year, instead of racing to the mall on Black Friday, drop into the Red Hook Public Library from 1 till 3. Their activities include crafts that give back to the community, making items to donate to area charities such as sewn fleece hats for Dutchess County Community Action. With projects for kids and adults, there'll be a way for everybody to contribute. The event, as all library events, is free and open to the public. November 24th through 26th, Spencertown Academy Arts Center has Handmade Holiday, a high-end curated sale of jewelry, apparel, toys, woodworking, ceramics, paper crafts, health, bath and beauty, and more. That runs from 10 to 4 daily. The 24th and 25th in Kent, it's the Champagne Stroll, the 5th annual, a weekend of shopping, dining, and champagne sipping, 30 champagnes and over 30 stores. Special promotion and appetizers will be offered townwide, both days from 4 until 7:30. In Kent on the 25th, the Kent Memorial Library has two local authors signing copies of their brand new books about Connecticut. Charles Mugin's newest is Connecticut Icons, and Melinda K. Elliott presents Connecticut Schoolhouses Through Time. That's from 4 till 7:45 p.m. The Berkshire Box Society annual Handel Messiah Sing, always held on Thanksgiving weekend, is the Society's gift to the community. You can join choral conductor Frank Neumhauser, accompanied by the Berkshire Bach Players, a seasoned instrumental ensemble of professional musicians, including Lucy Bardo, one of America's first and finest viola da gamba players, playing cello, and legendary trumpet player Alan Dean, along with Miriam Shapiro and Cindy Ogonklik on violins, Eric Martin on viola, and Anne Von Gluyli Green on piano. Bring your own score or borrow or buy one at the door. It's free. Donations are always welcome to help pay the amazing musicians. Saturday at 4 p.m. at the First Congregational Church, Main Street in Great Barrington. The White Gallery will celebrate the holidays with the opening of An Artful Season on Saturday with an open house from 5 till 7 p.m. Gallery artists will be in attendance. Parade of Lights, they're getting underway in our area. In North Canaan, the Parade of Lights come up on Sunday. That will be at 4 p.m. Armenia Fire Company Parade of Lights is on Friday, December 1st, Lakeville Sunday, December 3rd, and Kent Sunday, December 3rd at 5:30. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakeandinn.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 160.50 to 23,590.83 yesterday. The Nasdaq starts off today at 6862.48 and the S&P 500 at 2599.03. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.